Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Luke chapter 2, verse 25. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. It's easy to assume a miracle must be something big. It has to be dramatic and out of the ordinary. So, it's not surprising that Jesus' circumcision could be easily overlooked. However, when I take a closer look at what Luke was recording, I see a miracle in the making. In order to understand the miraculous nature of this simple account, I need to see how it fits in with the whole context of the Scriptures. Here I learn, when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. When Jesus was circumcised, God set in motion the miracle which would result in my rescue. I was trapped under the curse of God's law. No matter what I would do, I could not change the just condemnation I deserved. Yet, in His undeserved love, God sent His Son into the world to undertake the dramatic work needed to change my status before God. It was a miracle that Jesus, who is true God, was conceived and born of Mary. It was a miracle that Jesus was circumcised and placed under the obligation of God's law. It was a miracle that Jesus received the name which declared, "He will save His people from their sins." This miracle assures me I am innocent of all charges against me. This miracle declares I am a child of God. This miracle proclaims I am an heir of eternal life and heaven. While many may look for miracles to be something out of the ordinary, by faith I see God doesn't always work that way. Often He uses the simple and even the ordinary to accomplish His will. This is the wonder of Jesus' circumcision. Certainly, it could be easily overlooked. Nonetheless, through faith, I see a miracle in the making, a miracle which results in my rescue. O gracious God and Lord, open my eyes to see Your all-surpassing power and Your undeserved love, especially in the simple testimony You offer regarding Your Son, my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.